This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 489 for Thursday, July 23rd. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE futures canola contracts are higher on Thursday, getting support from Chicago soy oil and other edible oils. The November canola contract is up $1.20 at $484.80 per ton. The January contract is up $1.10 at $491.90 per ton. The Canadian dollar is slightly higher this morning at 74.64 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 74.52. Northern Alberta continues to battle wet conditions after more rain fell across the region yesterday. There's even more rain in the forecast over the next 5 days. Much of the prairies today will see temperatures in the high 20s to low 30s. Canadian Pacific Railway is reporting it moved more than 8.4 million tons of grain during the second quarter of 2020. Canadian National Railway says it moved over 8.1 million tons during the same quarter. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports a private sale this morning of 132,000 tons of soybeans to China. Delivery is for the 2020-21 marketing year. In the USDA weekly export sales report, wheat sales are almost 617,000 tons for the week ending July 16th. Old crop corn sales are nearly 221,000 tons, and new crop corn sales are more than 2.3 million tons. Export sales of old crop soybeans are over 365,000 tons, and new crop soybean sales are 2.3 million tons. Of the total soybean sales in the report, China is buying nearly 64%. Soy meal sales are 45,300 tons of old crop and 54,200 tons of new crop. Soy oil sales are 20,200 tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Thursday morning. The August soybean contract is up 3.5 cents at $9.03 per bushel. August soy oil is up 0.7 of a cent at 30 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal is up $1.40 at $288 per hundredweight. Corn futures are slightly lower Thursday morning, with the September contract down 0.5 cent at $3.27 per bushel. Chicago oats are mixed, with the September contract down a penny at $2.79.5 per bushel. Wheat futures are lower Thursday morning. Chicago September is down 6 at 528.5. Kansas City September is down 5.5 at 443. And Minneapolis September is down 2 at 512.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, July 23rd. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.